If you're thinking about a new Subaru this season, do yourself a favor and take the short drive north to Kenosha Subaru. Mike and his team offer a no-pressure, laid-back experience that's hard to find in the city. Kenosha Subaru follows strict CDC guidelines to ensure your visit will be very safe. Or shop online and ask about free delivery for a no-contact transaction. Visit KenoshaSubaru.com for all the details. For all you do, Kenosha Subaru.
It's like an intruder that sneaks into your bedroom while you're sleeping, puts his hands around your neck, and chokes you until you fight to take your next breath, and then lets up, only to do it over and over, sometimes more than 100 times every hour, every night. This is sleep apnea assaulting you. And if your partner told you again how bad your snoring was last night, know that snoring is sleep apnea's calling card, and this serious sleep disorder can end your life. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula with Advent, and you have the power to stop these nightly assaults. Unlike most sleep centers, where a CPAP mask is your only option, Advent offers every effective snoring and sleep apnea treatment available. Some that are simple in-office procedures that will surprise you with their ease and relieve you with their effectiveness. Go to AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's CARS with a K.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day. Ready for benefits and flexible shifts. Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
What defines a hero? Dedication, loyalty, courage. Every day at AMCO, we serve heroes. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. From complex transmissions to simple brake jobs with flexible financing and the extra safety precautions we need. The heroes we serve don't all wear uniforms. They're people like you. At AMCO, we're proud to serve all of you. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AMCO center for details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. No one can predict what's going to happen, but almost all economists agree that you need to be locked in to your refinance before the election. Right now, the Federal Reserve is taking action, reducing interest rates down into the twos. We can get you closed in as little as 30 days, and you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. Start saving now. TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Ugh, I have to do laundry when I get home. I have to lug all my clothes over to the washing machine. Then I get to put them in the dryer and accidentally shrink my cashmere sweater again.
Motorcycles make everything exciting. And when Geico makes it easy to switch and save on motorcycle insurance, it's even more exciting.
I'm gonna fold all my socks into little balls!
motorcycles? Yeah!
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
There you are, standing in the pharmacy aisle again, looking at the hundreds of medications for breathing and sinus problems. You hope one of them is going to help you breathe better. But in your heart, you know self-medicating is really just masking the true problem, which is your nose isn't working like it should. There are real solutions, though, to fix that. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula, and at Advent, we've pioneered simple in-office solutions like balloon sinuplasty that have solved thousands of our patients' sinus and nasal breathing problems, allowing them to breathe freely. Now, you can go on living like this, but you shouldn't have to sit on the sidelines of the life that you were meant to live. Get out of the pharmacy aisle and go to AdventNose.com today to schedule your appointment. Because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventNose.com.
You're listening to the Dan Bernstein Show. Back in 60 seconds on The Score.
The first day of owning a new car is amazing. Fast forward to day 90, and if you own a Hyundai Tucson, it's still just as amazing. Which is why J.D. Power ranked it number one in initial quality amongst all 2020 compact SUVs. The Hyundai Tucson, a great deal more than just a great deal.
Lease the Tucson for $189 a month for 36 months with $26.99 due at signing. Or get 0% APR for 72 months. See your local Hyundai dealer today. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards. Offer ends November 2nd, 2020. Call 224-661-0068 for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Tying run at second, two out, Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws, out! And the White Sox have won the World Series! Juan Uribe with a play, charging it, throwing it, and the White Sox celebrate their first title in 88 years.
You had me at Juan Uribe. That's really all I need to boost my mood. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. Dan Bernstein here with Layla Rahimi. That was courtesy Fox. Most White Sox fans can probably state that entire call in their head because they've memorized it at this point. The manager of that team, the World Series winning manager, was indeed Ozzie Guillen, who's made quite a name for himself after the fact, not only briefly as the Marlins manager, but also as a terrific broadcaster on NBC Sports Chicago and on these airwaves as well. And as he does regularly, Ozzie Guillen joined Mulligan Haw this morning. And this went in a very interesting direction when he was asked if he thinks that A.J. Hinch and or Alex Cora deserve second chances to be major league managers.
They're not better managers than me. Sorry. I don't care. They're not better managers than me. But, hey, second chance? Everybody has second chance. Everyone besides me. Everyone deserves second chance. And they hopefully they learn from the mistake. And I'm glad they mentioned them. But sometimes not fair because few people deserve to be there before they did. At least even mention their name. But that's the way it is, man. You know what I mean? I'm glad. You know what I mean? Alex Cora is my son. AJ Hinch is a group baseball man. But what they did, well, I don't know if they did or not, what they was involved, it made me think about where Major League Baseball going. What we're thinking. Some people, you know what I mean, do less and they have less opportunity. But I hope they get the job, man. I hope they go out there and get a job with Major League Baseball. That's nothing I can control. I don't worry about it. But it made me sad because how those guys got a second opportunity to manage it, and a lot of people, including myself, we don't. That's a good shock.
Have you heard from anyone, Ozzie?
Not really. I don't want to be, you know, be honest with you. I don't want to be the check mark. You know right. What I mean? Oh, we interview a Latino. We interview Ozzie Guillen. Now, if I'm going to go there, I know. I think being laid off out of baseball, managing for a few years, I learned a lot because I got to watch every manager, every move, every time they talk, what kind of move they make. And believe me, with all my respect to every manager in the game, I'm better than few and a lot.
Yeah.
But, hey, I just wait. But I want when they call me, if they call me for real, I'm having fun, what I'm doing. I love to be back in the game. Yes, I'm not better than anybody. I love to be back in uniform. I love to be back to be as a manager. And by the way, I told people, I told some people, say, hey, you go to bank to me, just pay me whatever you want. Give me the meal money. It's not about the money. It's about my pride. It's about my pride. It's about my grandkids can see grandpa managing. And back in the game, the game I lost. But it's not about the money at all. And I know how the media work now. It's easy to manage now. I know how the front office work now. Everything is then. You got to put my situation when I grow up. Then now, it's a different Ozzie Guillen.
I wonder if it is a different Ozzie Guillen. Impassioned stuff from Grandpa Ozzie Guillen talking about how he's a better manager than A.J. Hinch and Alex Cora.
Well, and you know he has immense respect for Alex Cora and Joey and the Cora family. Like, that goes without saying. But when you add up the titles, they all equal the same, don't they? They all equal the same. And everybody says this was Ozzie's second chance, that the Marlins were Ozzie's second chance. But if you'll keep in mind, Ozzie was not fired. Ozzie was traded. Ozzie wasn't fired from here.
Here's the question I have. And I guess you may know better than I, because your connections in baseball run deeper and broader than mine. Does it still matter in somewhere in baseball? And I'm not talking, I don't think the White Sox locker room is a neutral example because of the number of players of Cuban extraction that they have.
They also watch the pre and post game show.
Sure they do. But are there enough?
They do.
Were his comments, and we can go back and talk about what he said, you know, you got to give him credit, or, you know, more power, look what he was able to do. And it was just sort of an offhand comment that a very vocal group of understandably anti-Castro activists in Miami took. They heard it in a way that couldn't be unheard, and it ended up costing him his job. Does that still resonate among Cubans in baseball, and does that make him unhirable?
The question is not does it, it's how much does it, I think.
Okay.
To that, I think it still matters, and that is the number one explanation you're going to think to yourself as to why he's not managing, because it's not the knowledge, it's not the resume, it's not the established winning. It's none of those things. I think the question becomes how much. And it's been a long time. And we look at it differently because we're here in Chicago. But it's still a long enough or short enough time, relatively speaking, to say how much does this still matter?
How much did he learn from it? I don't know the extent of the apologies. I'd have to go back and see what the actual words were. But that exists on a different channel in this whole equation here. That's a different aspect than when he says that, you know, as now he's a better manager than those guys. If you're playing a game in 2007, it's different than playing a game in 2021.
Yeah.
This is a different sport.
I think that's what it comes down to a lot. It's still who's creating your lineup every day. How are you working with that front office? How much do you get to push back and say what your opinions are as a manager? And we talked about it earlier during the transition portion of the show, but to me, an example of a guy who has a job right now on a team with arguably the National League MVP had never played minor league baseball. The farthest he had gotten, Jace Tingler, is to the Missouri Tigers. Hey, that's more than I've got. But is it enough to put on the uniform and be in the dugout with the players? And I still think that all of that matters. And to me, we come back to the same questions, right? Like how much does Ozzie's in-game knowledge matter? You know, he brought up the question, and I think there's a lot of things he asked about that we don't necessarily think of as broadcasters, but he says it as a manager. When he said, should McCann have started at catcher on opening day because Giolito is pitching? And those are the things that they don't reflect necessarily in a sabermetrically decided lineup, but they sure do when you're talking about the eye test and just what you know about a pitcher working with a catcher. And that's the kind of stuff that I miss. I wish he had a place to do that still, to be that person, you know, to have that breadth of knowledge the way he does.
maybe the right role for him is as an empowered sort of oracle type bench coach. Maybe there's a way to sort of just split the baby here. Maybe there is absolutely a place for Ozzie Guillen in baseball on a bench, but maybe it's not this is my clubhouse and I'm doing this and I make the lineup and I'm this and this is my territory here. Maybe he is, maybe he's the old guy.
But I flash back to, say, when Sandy Alomar got the job. You remember there was in Cleveland, there was a chance that he was going to go here. And it was when Robin Ventura was still managing, but out of respect to Ventura, he said he didn't want to be considered the manager in waiting. He didn't want to have that sort of title. I wonder if his identity is so defined that what would the manager think of that?
Yeah, that's a great, and I brought that up too, talking about the Bulls. And I was thinking about that too. Anytime we talk about how you construct a bench, that you have to be very, very careful that you have to have a coach who's very secure and certain in his position. Cause usually you get somebody in that number two or number three position who could be angling for your job. That's how Jim Boylan got his job, by getting in the ear of ownership and being the weasel that he is and was. And he got a job he never deserved because he found an easy mark. But it's a good point. Maybe Ozzie's in the right place in his career where he'd have to be totally cool with it. Yeah, you would have to have some really honest conversations about it. But there's a place on a bench for him. There's a place in a clubhouse for him.
The other piece to this that I think we need to acknowledge is the fact that the Astros and the Red Sox were not punished enough for what happened.
Agreed.
And the reason that we can talk about AJ Hinch right now, and the reason we can talk about Alex Cora and the way they have, is because they essentially served 60 game suspensions. That's what happened. Baseball got punished more than the Astros and the Red Sox.
If you're caller six to the contest line, 312-591-6700 right now, you win a Fast Play pack courtesy of the Illinois Lottery. Each pack includes six instant tickets and a Fast Play brochure. Fast Play is the newest and fastest way to play the lottery. It's in stores now. To learn more, visit IllinoisLottery.com/Fast Play. Be smart. Play smart. Must be 18 years or older to play. A very special midday midway in honor of the late Eddie Van Halen is next on The Score.
Danny Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
As bad as the Bears' offense have been, they're 25th in points per game so far. You know, they're a bottom 7 offense, again, after being a bottom 3 offense last year. And everywhere you turn, there's dudes with arm talent better than the Bears have.
Listen to Danny Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. On radio.com sports station.
This segment is brought to you by Edible Arrangements. Fall is the season to cozy up with soft buttery cookies, pumpkin cheesecake, and rich fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements, made fresh for you with natural wholesome ingredients. Order as a single serving or in a gift box at your local Edible store or at edible.com. If you are still waiting for that person in the drugstore to come around with the key to unlock the Lucite container to hand you razor blades, and then you pay through the nose for them and they're bad and they're expensive, stop being that person. I know this because a couple years ago I learned about Harry's and Harry's.com, and it's a better product and it's way less expensive. And right now they have their sharpest blades ever at the same price. They're still as low as $2 each. And you can go to stores and get them, but there's a great deal now, this trial set, for just $3 when you go to Harry's.com and use the code DANB at checkout. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving 4 times a week, they reported that with Harry's new blades, their 8th shave number 8, as smooth as their first. And they're delivering this quality at a low price because they own the whole thing from start to finish. They own the German factory that's been honing razor blades for 100 years. It's literally their factory. And they have a 100% quality guarantee at Harry's.com. The trial set is a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. And the only way to get it, go to Harry's.com, use the code DANB.
The really big fall sale's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Almost everything is 50 to 70% off, and doorbusters start at just $10. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through October 12th.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
1-877 Cards for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cards for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swcolorchips.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. And when you're ready to paint, shop online. Then stop by your local Sherwin-Williams store for curbside pickup and get everything you need without leaving your car.
You know, sometimes a skill is something that can earn you a ton of money, and that's what you can expect at Lincoln Tech's Melrose Park campus. They offer something that other schools don't. It's called the Higher Education, as in H-I-R-E. It's Lincoln's career-focused training program that not only helps you learn skills to land you the job, but they partner with industry leaders to help expedite that process. And don't forget, the Career Services team helps you with your resume and interview prep. So put your potential to work right now at Lincoln Tech by visiting lincolntech.edu for details.
Have you been to a Burlington lately? They have unbelievable deals on amazing brands and styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices. No coupons or sales, just fabulous values every single day. Whether it's back to school, work, or just back, you'll love Burlington.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
The first day of owning a new car is amazing. Fast forward to day 90, and if you own a Hyundai Tucson, it's still just as amazing, which is why J.D. Power ranked it number one in initial quality amongst all 2020 compact SUVs. The Hyundai Tucson, a great deal more than just a great deal.
Lease the Tucson for $189 a month for 36 months with $26.99 due at signing, or get 0% APR for 72 months. See your local Hyundai dealer today. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards. Offer ends November 2nd, 2020. Call 224-661-0068 for details.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard and make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Tell you who that is. When a musical instrument in the hands of a virtuoso sounds like a wild animal, sounds like a living thing that is not happy with you, that's something special. It's very easy to say for some people that they made something sound like others hadn't. It is true for Hendrix, and it's certainly true for Eddie Van Halen, who died yesterday at the age of 65.
I just can't stop listening to that, really, because it's awesome.
We have been. We've been immediately in our group chat on Twitter, everyone sharing sort of these isolations of guitar riffs and licks or full songs where you didn't hear it by itself and appreciate it in the same way. For a guy that couldn't read music, but had an incredible innate appreciation of music theory and tone.
Yeah, that to me is among everything else. Let's just also respect the fact that it's just good music. Like, A. But then B, and we're here in Cathedral right now, but just the way the guy reinvented playing a guitar to a level that you can't really explain.
This sounds like a violin. I mean, this literally sounds like a violin.
And right.
It is fingers on a guitar.
Yeah, it's an electrical instrument that he's tapping. And I still can't wrap my head around that. And I took a lot of years of music, and I still can't wrap my head around it.
And so much became trope. So much became this idea of the oh my goodness, look at what my fingers are doing. I can't believe my fingers are doing this. But he was the guy who did that. It wasn't cliche at that point. It hadn't become sort of like a Spinal Tap bit at that point.
Yeah, and I guess if you could emulate one thing about him, that would be the thing you could try to do, because you're not doing this, you know? And that's really, I think, what it comes down to. But yeah, I don't know, just like all the risks. Ain't Talking About Love, everybody was talking about that yesterday. And that's classical music theory, and he just had it come naturally to him. I can't explain the talent and just understanding something so well, where basic music theory that everybody else has to be taught comes naturally to you. 2020 takes another one, and that one, yeah, we give our respects to Eddie Van Halen today.
Before we bring in a guitar expert to give us his thoughts, I want to hear from another legend on that instrument. This on WGN-TV is what Guns N' Roses lead guitarist Slash had to say.
We used to listen to that first Van Halen record, and it was just insane. And it's like, what the anyway, and he changed guitar playing, but he was such an amazing musician, amazing guitar player, amazing innovator, and just a hell of a guy. And you know, we really lost a major contributor to rock and roll today.
For those of us of a certain age, too, it was hearing it for the first time, I'd be like, oh, well, what is this? And I was probably a little late to the party, I think, with Van Halen. I was still listening to The Who and The Doors and even some Beatles stuff, and much more like the meat of classic rock, and I wasn't warming up as much to this. And it took a little bit of time for me to get into it and appreciate it. For me, the song that got me in was hearing Panama. And just hearing the drive of that song. And then later, I started to geek out on Hot for Teacher. Even though I'm not a drummer, I was fascinated by how do you make those sounds on the drums? And then when you hear the way his guitar playing complemented that incredible drumming tour de force of his brother, he knew when to be restrained and wasn't always having to be lead all the time.
I still can't believe that there was a huge faction of people who didn't know he had the guitar solo on Beat It until yesterday.
Hello.
Dan Bernstein.
Had no idea. Had no idea until yesterday that he was the guitarist on Beat It.
80s baby, so I was late to the party as well on Van Halen. But man, once it enters your life, you just really don't know any other way.
Let's bring in somebody who knows a little bit more about guitar than we do. And he is so good at guitar instruction that he's been able to successfully teach Jay Zawoski, apparently. Greg Hankin, who's on Twitter at Greg Overtone, joins us now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Sad day, isn't it, Greg?
Oh, it's brutal. Absolutely brutal. I can't believe that you didn't know it was Eddie Van Halen.
I didn't.
It's like having James Earl Jones like narrate something and not necessarily recognizing that tone.
It was worlds colliding. I guess I hadn't really quite put it together. Of course, it makes sense now, but I didn't know. What will be his lasting legacy? What's the most important thing that Eddie Van Halen gave guitar?
Oh man. It's an impossible question. To me, he was one part the player, but one part just mad scientist. What he brought to the realm of gear, and where he essentially built and started the concept of the Super Strat, where it was a Fender Stratocaster, but hot rodded with Gibson electronics, so that way he could kind of get that Jimmy Page sound. He was plugging his vintage rare Marshall amps into a Variac so he could control the voltage, so he could crank the amp without being overly loud for, you know, for any of the clubs they were playing at the time. And so he has patents where other guitar players don't have or weren't designing or innovating the actual gear on their guitar. But on the flip side, his playing, he was doing something that, one, no one else was doing at the time. And he started like this arms race for every other guitar player in the Sunset Strip to try and compete for second place, because everyone knew they're not going to be able to do what he was doing.
Even the way you just described the process, and a texter from 815 said it the best, I don't know why I didn't think of this, genius. He's just a genius. He saw what he needed to do and then would create things to have his vision come into light. And in this case, his auditory vision come into light. That guitar is so iconic to me that you mentioned, Greg, because it's also the cover of their greatest hits album. People have been able to play with it. Like, just mortals have been able to, like, touch it, see it. Like, they shared it. But when you think of Van Halen and just the innovation, we probably don't talk about it enough. And it's sad that we have to talk about it right now after Eddie's passed.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, they say necessity drives invention. And he kept trying to push what the guitar market had in the 70s and early 80s in terms of, you know, what would be able to create those sounds. He worked with another guitar player named Floyd Rose because his iconic dive bomb, you know, that you had an eruption there on the intro. He wanted his whammy bar to be able to go really exceptionally low and make it sound like the whole guitar was caving in on itself, but then snap right back and still be able to be in tune where the strings would be exactly where they needed to be. Incredible from that regard. But, you know, on top of that, just driving the entire world of guitar playing and pop music. You know, that's the one thing that to me is always neglected to talk about. But there's no shortage of incredible guitar players out there who can do things that Eddie Van Halen was doing, maybe even play faster, but they weren't able to do it in just pop music. A lot of times those guitar players who can absolutely shred, you know, that music isn't necessarily the most listenable, but I can still put on anything by Van Halen and just, you can sing along to it, and it feels good. It's great pop music.
Let me ask you this, Greg, before we let you go. I'm a huge fan of the documentary It Might Get Loud, where Jimmy Page and Jack White and The Edge go real deep on their philosophy and how they feel about making sounds from a guitar. And I learned a lot about The Edge, and I gained a lot of respect for him, because I always thought, oh, you know, he's running it through all these computers. But he knew the sound in his head that he wanted to create, and he used the machinery at his disposal to do it. Where Jack White said, I went to a thrift store and I bought this guitar that was broken, and it's my responsibility to get the truest sound out of what this instrument has to say. If we overlaid Eddie Van Halen, it seems like there's a little bit of both in there. Like, there's a little bit of roots to it, of truth of the music, and a little bit of, I also have to do everything to get the sound right that's in my head.
Oh, absolutely. And like, he might be that perfect midpoint where he was essentially taking just stock items that he would go to a local guitar store and assemble on his own, and then trying to utilize other technology like going to the hardware store, getting that Variac because his Marshall amp wasn't necessarily getting that exact sound that he wanted. So kind of combining the best of both worlds to create that notorious Eddie Van Halen Brown sound.
Great stuff, Greg. Appreciate the expertise. Thanks very much for jumping on with us.
Hey, thank you so much. This is great.
That is Greg Henkin, Chicago area guitar instructor, our guest on this very special edition of the Midday Midway. The top of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. Ray, let's give this a couple seconds to roll out. Eddie Van Halen died yesterday at the age of 65. Hub Arkish is next on The Score.
thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski. No one does football like FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook. And if you've never tried FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, then here's something you won't want to miss. Right now, new users can get an exclusive plus 2,500 odds boost on either team, the Chicago Bears or Tampa Bay Buccaneers, for this Thursday's matchup. You heard that right. You can bet $5 to win 125 on either team to win. The Bears are only getting 4.5 points. Seems like a sure thing that the Buccaneers are going to cover that. I don't know. You may have heard, by the way, that Illinois is requiring new users to create their accounts in person, but for a limited time, that requirement's been waived. So act fast to sign up right from the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app before it's too late. And with FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, incredible odds are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and once you win, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So if you've never tried FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, it's time to get off the sidelines. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and use promo code J, that's J-A-Y, to make your first deposit to claim your exclusive plus 2,500 odds boost on either Chicago or Tampa Bay to win. That's promo code J. 21 plus and present in Illinois or Indiana.